Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny Parkins is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Danny Parkins.
We've got Craig Counsell joining us.
What do you think of Breakfast Ball? 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports with our boy Danny Parkins. Yeah, any review?
You know, Danny was great on the radio.
Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
Danny, what's your reaction to Caleb out there catching passes?
He's a triple threat. He's gonna
all fun and games until he pulls a hammy.
By the way, no defense.
Pass for touchdown, run for touchdown, catch a touchdown. I mean, people are saying, I don't know if you guys know this, but Travis Hunter is going to play both ways. Maybe Caleb Williams can be the quarterback.
Oh,
get a little pick six. People are saying that about him. Excellent athlete, great ball skills, one-handed catch. Ben Johnson, what can't he do?
He abandoned us.
I woke up from my midday nap. In the time that I was asleep, because I was off Twitter for about 90 minutes before I laid down for my nap, Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler. The White Sox got sold. And Elon and Trump had a breakup. I feel like I went to sleep and I woke up and the whole world was different.
You don't have to suffer through cold and flu season this year, thanks to Hibernol.
Huh?
Other flu medicines let you sleep for 8 or 10 hours. Hibernol lets you sleep through the entire flu season.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel and Holmes.
It's Mad Dog Unleashed on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Filling in for the Mad Dog, here is Danny Parkins.
That's right, I'm back. That man gets a lot of vacation in the summer.
On 670 The Score.
As he should, on the network that bears his name.
That's from today.
Because Danny, this is like the third time that he's been on the air today, because Breakfast Ball, then That's filling in right. for Mad Dog,
yeah,
and now hanging out with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. This time we didn't catch him out of the bath. We woke him up this
That's
time because
right.
he's taking a nap because he has 100 jobs. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Danny.
You guys are going to get my best work, though. You're my best of the three shows. It's all coming for you. It's true. I told Tanny I was going to record a PSA for the radiothon before the interview, and then my alarm went off at 3:53 Eastern. And so whatever that is, 12 minutes ago, and I logged in, and I connected, and I was like, hey, Tanny, can we record that after the interview? After the segment? Because, yeah, that 48-minute nap, that hit hard. That was exactly what the doctor ordered. What's up, boys?
That's actually the window. Like that's actually a good.
That's what they say.
That's a good nap time.
I thought it was shorter. I thought ideally you want 20 to 25.
If you don't go above like to an hour, uh-huh. if you can get it to in between like
right.
15 and 50.
Christine laughs at me because I'll nap for like an hour and a half or no. 2 hours. She's like, that's not napping, that's sleeping.
Yeah, then you go too deep into the sleep. Where Danny got it, like where I set mine for a daytime nap is 41. Minutes,
oh,
because
wow.
then you get refreshed.
That's very specific.
Very
specific.
But Danny at 48 is pretty good. That's just enough time to let wow. the body reset but not reset the circadian rhythms?
Well, how about the takes? Like, does that let the takes reset?
I mean, that's up to Danny.
Listen, there's plenty. I was dreaming takes, okay? I dream takes. I drool takes. There's plenty of takes. But these 8:30 Eastern tips are outrageous. Like, it's offensive. Oklahoma City's in the central time zone. Why do we need to tip these games as if the Lakers and Warriors are playing? It's insanity.
You are officially a coastal elite. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It's disgusting.
I just live where the majority of the country lives. I'm sorry.
It happened. It finally happened. You're the hated East Coast bias media.
He abandoned us.
8:30 Eastern. Was right.
8:30 Eastern is too late. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm not sorry. It's just absurd. So, yeah, I took 48 minutes not for the science because I had 48 minutes. That was if I had an hour and 12, I would have taken an hour and 12. Because I think what your guys are talking about of like the Saturday 40-minute recharge, it's just hidden different when you're up until midnight and the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. every single day.
I'm betting, was it the same breakdown? If we have the pie chart of coverage for Breakfast Ball and Mad Dog Radio, was it the same in terms of percentage of, say, NBA Finals, U.S. Open Golf, and Rafael Devers trade? Similar pie chart?
No, I did way more Devers on radio than we did on TV. It worked very well as a radio topic. Dog's audience, even though I was in for the midday show, I think it skews older. I think he brings a lot of the baseball fans there. Phone lines lit up over the Devers trade. NBA Finals dominated Breakfast Ball. You know, the TV talking head shows like mine are kind of NFL and NBA dominant. And the thing that I cared about most was the golf. Golf and NBA Finals were 1A and 1B for me, with Devers kind of a distant third. But a fascinating trade. A fascinating trade. I just love golf and basketball so much.
Did you use the comp that I gave you? I haven't shared it yet on the air. I'll share it now. I'm curious.
I did.
You did? Okay.
I mentioned it. I mentioned it as I was having a conversation with someone. yeah. You know, that old trick.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Speaks. Go ahead. It was good.
Yeah. So, trade deadline in 2004, Theo Epstein sent a grumpy Nomar Garciaparra away from the Red Sox, a grumpy superstar, and in exchange, he got defense, Orlando Cabrera and Doug Minkiewicz, and through defense and pitching, that team got better with the removal of their grumpy superstar. Devers is a lefty with slug and a much better hitter than Nomar, but he's been a bad teammate and unhappy, and they needed to move on, even though they were responsible for some of the decay of the relationship. But they've got three young rookies in Anthony and Mayer and Crawford, and they might not get worse the way that people are assuming they're going to get worse. And they got two pitchers, Kyle Harrison, who's going to be part of the rotation eventually, and Hicks, who's going to be a bullpen beast for them. I could see them actually doing well still. They've been doing well over the last 2 weeks, just swept the Yankees. I could see this actually long-term giving them a boost instead of being a subtraction.
A little weird, though. Like, you have this weekend where you sweep the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's excited.
And he's been on fire.
You got to pull Devers off the team plane, put him in an Uber, send him back to the ballpark to go get his stuff, and then send him on his way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Giants side of it is easy, though, right? Like, the Giants side is they haven't had a 30 home run hitter since Barry Bonds. You know, the longest drought of any organization in baseball. You got to go back to 04. The Cubs are actually tied for second longest drought of a 30 home run hitter, 2019. So the Giants have lacked that forever. And Spiegs, as you just alluded to, lefty slug is, other than Shohei Ohtani, the most valuable commodity in the game. It's so rare. It's why I pay Kyle Tucker. It's why Juan Soto got so much money. Devers has a career-high walk rate. But I'll throw it out to you guys. How many teams do you think would have taken on the entirety of Devers' contract for a disgruntled DH? I don't think there are many who would have said, I'm cool with $300 million fully guaranteed for a bad defensive player who hits, albeit a great hitter. But if he can't play defense, I don't think that there's 15 teams lining up to trade for him.
Well, there's only probably about six that could even afford it, right?
Well, and the Dodgers would be a no because they need DH for Shohei. Yes.
And you're right. Like, maybe he agrees to play first for them because they need a first baseman. But he's not playing third. Matt Chapman's a Platinum Glove Award winner. So they'll have the same kind of issues. I think there is a component where the Red Sox also looked at this and said, this contract's going to age really poorly if this guy's not even going to freaking learn how to play first base for us. And very few teams. They took on 100% of the money.
Right, that was kind of the point.
Deal. Yeah,
yeah, but that was the point I was making.
I'm just telling you, if Roman Anthony gets the start, if he plays every day, and I think he will, I'll be interested to see his numbers versus Devers' numbers from this point on, moving forward. That kid is the truth.
Danny, let me ask you a basketball question. Since you were complaining about the finals, and I think that you're right, 8:30 seems like 8 o'clock sounds about right
on
when you should do those tip-offs.
I'll take every minute I can get.
How close do you think, because part of the reason that it's like this is in case there needs to be travel. Now, in this case, it's not that big of a move from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis to get the crews there. How close do you think we are to basketball using the NCAA tournament model and having the finals in a place instead of it being in the home cities?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I know they want to make as many things about the NBA as much like the NFL as possible. They want parity. They want any market to be able to win. They like the unpredictability and the upsets of the NBA. And, you know, they're flattening the draft lottery to try to eliminate tanking, like the NFL doesn't have as much of a problem with. So I think that's very much on the table and something that they are thinking about of making it an event. It would bum me out a little bit because for the Super Bowl as a one-and-done event, I think that's fine. But if you put an NBA Finals game between Indiana and Oklahoma City in Atlanta, does it sell out? Like I think there is a component of the home court advantage. Like the Pacers fans were rocking in games 3 and 4, and the Thunder fan will be rocking tonight. I think the NBA, that would be a step too far for me. And I think that they are thinking about everything like that. And I know, and we had Adam Silver in studio on Breakfast Ball, and he was great. And he is not shy about talking about areas of which he is jealous of the NFL. But I think that that would be a mistake because, yeah, if you got Lakers-Celtics, it would sell out in Atlanta. But I'm not sure Pacers-Thunder would. And I think it would just backfire if you all of a sudden like tuned in to an NBA Finals game. And not only was it a dead arena, but it was a 70% full arena of mostly corporate sponsors of the NBA. So I think that would be a mistake.
What do you think of the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau without a plan and asking franchises all the way down to the Chicago Bulls if they can talk to their head coach?
Yeah, not a well thought out execution of a strategy.
Nope.
I think that firing Tibbs was reasonable. Like not I think you can make a case that that team maxed out and frankly overachieved. Like they were 2 wins away from a finals, but I actually don't think they were that close. I don't think Brunson and Towns, great offensive players, I don't think they complement each other all that well. Tibbs is a defensive coach, and their defense wasn't very good. Their offense actually got worse also as the year went on. They beat Boston in games 1 and 2 in just stupid fashion, and then they're up 9 with 3 minutes to go, and Tatum ruptures his Achilles. And so Knicks fans are like, well, we were going to win that game anyway. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, but this has been the playoffs of comebacks, so like 9 points with 3 minutes is nothing. Boston easily could have won that game. You didn't have to play Cleveland because they had all of the injuries, and then you lose to Indiana. So I don't think that they were particularly close to a championship, and you fired the coach who had your most success in 25 years without an obvious upgrade to go. So now whoever gets the job, the only thing successful for Taylor Jenkins or whomever, Mike Malone, whomever the next head coach, Mike Brown, whoever the next head coach of the Knicks is, you have to make the NBA Finals. I don't think they have an NBA Finals ready roster. So, you know, if they could get Danny Hurley, if they could get Ime Udoka, like a clear upgrade, fine. That's reasonable. But being desperate for Jason Kidd or Billy Donovan or Quinn Snyder, I think it just makes them look incompetent.
Yeah, how funny does that look? And like you're in it, like living there in the city. If you had a plan and the next person was ready to go, cool. Whoever that next person could be. I wonder if all of this ends with it just becoming AAU and Rick Brunson becomes the head coach of the Knicks.
You know, the only thing about that is at least it would be unconventional. And because I credit it, I thought that what the Knicks did with bringing in World Wide West and Leon Rose and Rick Brunson was like, at least it was different. Like it was they got Jalen Brunson to take a $100 million under market value contract.
It has worked. It absolutely has worked.
Correct. But they were crushed for it at the time. They were crushed for it in league circles. And so I think that it's the type of thing that if they did promote Rick to the bench, while it would clearly be we struck out on options A, B, C, D, and E, F, right? It would be a fallback plan. It would at least continue down the line of being unconventional. But I don't think that's what's going
to
happen.
Danny Parkins, have you found anybody to set the line on my anthem on Wednesday night? Or are you going to set the line and take bets on it? Where do we stand on this?
Yeah, mob members, the line is open. We'll set it at 2:05, 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Do you want to know how long my rehearsals have been? Do you want to know that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So I think you might want to go lower. A $1.56 is the latest.
2:05 and a half.
So you think the moment is going to mean something in the performance?
Of course. Of course.
Wow.
Now singing the national anthem from 670 The Score, Matt Spiegel.
40,000. Yeah.
Steen, the Rubster, the Sky Point to Herb, RIP. Like, it's going to be unbelievable. Like he's going to see his name on the video board. He's going to point to Council. He's going to point to Nico. He's going to point to players who he thinks should know him but don't. He's going to point to Pat. Pat, have you ever sang the stretch? No, I'm coming for your job. He's a coom dog. He's going to do thank yous. Like, 2:05. I'm fine with the number.
Such a bag still.
I'm fine with the number. Wait, the number is spot on.
But what is it from when to when? What is it, 2:05 and a half? From first note to last note?
From your first word.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It would be an amazing way to start. If your first word isn't oh, sick, and you see,
it is.
I mean, it would be the happiest I've been in months.
I might do a little cadenza. I might do, oh.
Can I get Sky Point? Can I get from O to Brave plus Sky Point at the end? Because I think he walks off the field Sky Pointing. Like, he might walk the bases. He might start at the pitcher's mound and finish at home plate.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
He could be moving. There's all sorts of possibilities. Let's put it this way: it's going to be great. It's an incredible accomplishment. Something very Spiegelian will happen during it. Like, something is going to happen before, during, or after. Are you guys going? Are you guys going to be attending? Is Lawrence, Tanny,
so I'm going? I'm going to be here, but we're going to have some things from the ballpark to celebrate this.
Well, I need an eyewitness account.
Well, right. So, and what we were hoping, Danny, is that we could get the warm up, because we figure there's
a warm up.
Yeah, he gets to sound check.
I get a sound check at 4:00,
so that way we can.
Oh, you're
we
missing
can,
the show.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, so we can bring the anthem to the Spiegel and Holmes audience before it happens.
Also, I'm hosting on Mad Dog Radio earlier in that day. So
yeah, it's a different time slot than my TV show. Are you guys going to air the sound check?
That was the plan.
You got to.
What if it's bad? Sound check, Danny.
Even better.
So, you know, I know you're so familiar with music songs and all of the context they're in, but sound check is where you have to dare to suck. Like, it might be awkward. It might not be good, the sound check.
Even better.
I feel like we can find, no matter what, there's a good 15 seconds. Like, we don't want to play the whole thing for people.
Why?
Well, because I think he might be experimenting, and we don't want to give away.
Hold on, but he gets one chance at it, right? Speaks. You get.
No, no, no. I mean that, like the one that he sings for all of the peoples. We don't want to give away what he might try and do, whether he John Vincent's it at the end.
Sure. It's a mistake. It's play a mistake. It off. Far be it from me to program this show.
You try to every day.
I know. It's never stopped me before. You air the whole thing. You think we only aired one of Wani's outtakes of .com dot? No, we air all of them. You gotta show the process of the master.
.com dot.
Should I say dot again? Or just .com?
Yeah, I mean, well, you did a whole... None of this is a surprise. Your attempt to mush me. None of it is a surprise because you did an entire radiothon about hating
that's
me.
True. That's true.
If memory serves.
Wait, what?
It was very successful.
I don't think that's what...
That's what the radiothon was about, because personally...
I hate Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, right. He said...
What about Chicago?
Okay.
Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
See? Yeah. That's why I did a radiothon.
That's what
to support his hatred of me.
That's what it was about.
Man, he raised a lot of money for that.
It was true.
He really did.
The grocery store in honor of hating you is still thriving in the Austin market.
Man, I'm thrilled. Really, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. If your hate brought some food to the people of Austin,
it did.
I'm down.
That original Austin Harvest class, they're in college, just writing college essays about hating Matt Spiegel. it's very impressive.
It's how it got them to Purdue.
It's true. All things are happening.
All right, so you're staying at 205 and a half. No.
I'll stay at 205 and a half. Okay. Something Spiegelian happens. Air the entire thing. Time the entire thing. Compare the actual version to the real version. Because even the dress
Lawrence,
rehearsal.
Send this man away, Lawrence.
Danny, yeah. Thank you as always. We appreciate you. And the Radiothon is coming up on July 31st.
Yes.
And we're very much looking forward to it.
Can I give one quick update on it?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, call to businesses. We have an anonymous benefactor who has stepped up in a, I can't even announce how big of a way, but a massive, massive way that I don't want to say locks up this radiothon as being our biggest yet, but it puts us well ahead of previous fundraising goals. And part of the component of what this anonymous benefactor, a diehard Cubs fan with his three brothers, have done, because this radiothon falls on trade deadline day, they have pledged at least $500 and maybe more for every trade that happens. So if the Rangers send a AAA guy who we've never heard of to the Diamondbacks for cash considerations, they're throwing $500 in the pot. And on and on and on, with a bonus for Cubs trades, with a bonus for WoW trades, and it's on trade deadline day. So where's my car dealership? What about banks? To quote the great David Hochberg, who's involved again this year with the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. If you want your company to get a ton of shout-outs on the number one rated radio station in Chicago, be philanthropic forward, get a tax write-off, and help us fund research for cancer, hit me up, because this radiothon is going to be our biggest yet. I cannot wait for it.
That's such a great idea, dude. And because that's deadline day, so every time there's a deal, we can talk about it, and we know that each one brings a donation.
We're dropping more in the box. And so if you want to just pledge $25 per trade, like, hit me up. And we're gonna work it all out. And hopefully we're going to have a bunch of people link their donations to the trades. And that's going to get the number going in a big, big way. And, oh, yeah, by the way, tickets to Game 4 of the World Series.
Ooh.
Someone's coming out of the radiothon with tickets to the World Series.
All right. I love that. Love hearing that. Danny, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, boys. Thank you. Good stuff. Kill that, Speaks.
Thanks, buddy.
That is Danny Parkins. You can check him out on Breakfast Ball and occasionally on Mad Dog Sports and wherever else he might pop up, like here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. When we come back, Matt Eberflus is on podcast.
Stinger! Ooh, Stinger 2. Is he nicknaming bees?
No, it wasn't. Like,
it wasn't a bee nicknaming podcast?
No, it was an actual football podcast.
Oh, boy.
And he wanted to speak to some of the things that have been said about, you know, things that went on when he was the head coach of the Bears.
No way. So we got Eberflus perhaps striking back, or at least contextualizing his disaster. Wow.
Yes. As it pertains to the quarterback in particular.
Hmm.
We'll give you some of that next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Beagle and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Beagle and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
Welcome to a special edition of the Doomsday Podcast with defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus.
When a guy plays football, you know, at this level, they have a certain camera, you know, in terms of how they see the game. And, you know, some guys are fast processors and some guys, you know, are a little bit, you know, not as fast. Like Sean Lee was as fast as I've ever seen. He could process, you know, like Luke Kuechly and just boom and hit it. But that was through a lot of film study with him and I, you know, up there doing, right up here doing Breakfast Club together.
Hey, 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 hey.
Sean Lee.
Ooh.
Oh, Sean Lee, the Cowboys linebacker. Real good at reading keys. That's what he's talking about, right? Or is he talking about the quarterback, Sean Lee?
No, he's talking about the – because he coached, I'm guessing, as the linebackers coach in Dallas, he had Sean Lee.
Yeah, okay. Because there was also – yeah, so he's talking about him. That's Matt Eberflus talking about Cowboys stuff on the Doomsday Podcast.
Yeah, it's Ed Werder's podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the Doomsday Podcast.
So there it is. It's Ed Werder. So Matt Eberflus says yes. And then Ed Werder, because he's a damn good journalist, finds a way to get to the Bears, doesn't he?
It's all about doomsday prepping, actually. They talk a little bit of football in there also.
I got an idea who their advertisers are on that, because there's plenty of those.
Flag
and
Anthony?
No.
Oh, my bad. I just got confused.
Dump them.
Shump him.
No, but you've never heard on, like, if you're listening to like satellite stuff, though. There's all sorts of people like this. Oh, the is food will last for 25 years.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad. I got confused. Sorry about that.
We're glad that
Welcome back, man.
Welcome back. First day.
Didn't you miss me, Teddy? No? Oh, that's all right.
He did have some conversation with the boys on the Doomsday podcast about what happened last year with the Bears. Because obviously this has been a big story over the last few weeks. The Seth Wickersham piece brought to light some questions about the level of preparation that Caleb had, what role the coaching staff played in either helping him or not helping him.
Absolutely. I'd say another thing that brought about some questions is the entire season that you and I watched and the way that we were able to notice, you know, the entire team not respecting him and completely falling apart because he wouldn't speak the truth to them about what had gone wrong involving himself and everybody else.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Speaks, because one of the first things that they talked with Eberflus about was the lessons that he learned from being a head coach.
Yeah, there's a lot of things as a head coach that you don't know that are involved in the job until you become a head coach. And we just been reflecting on that. If it's with the media or if it's with, you know, PR, whatever it might be, practice schedules, you know, way to install the training camp, you know, all those things. And if I see something, I say something.
If I see something, I say something.
He means that, like, especially when he would take the red line. If you see something, say something. If you're walking the streets of Chicago and you see something, say something.
So he's clearly talking about all the crap that he allowed to happen in practice and sometimes in games and didn't call out the players to create accountability about, right?
Here's my thing, though. You're the person that people are supposed to be saying something to. And then you're supposed to do something.
Oh, yeah, you're the do something guy.
Yeah, you're not, I mean, a little
bit. It's good that you should say something to the people that are doing the thing.
If I see something, I say something.
But you're supposed to do something.
But he also didn't say something. He didn't say something or do something.
Nope, he sure didn't. So,
something never happened. Something didn't happen.
There was stuff that he didn't know. Like maybe watching the practice from the perspective of the quarterback.
But there was stuff
that... Write that down in a notebook because Nick Saban told it to him on Hard Knocks.
Oh, man. There's stuff that was happening that he saw and...
Take my chair, coach.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sit here and write in this notebook.
It actually makes me a little sad. Because, like, you get so few opportunities, he's never going to get another opportunity to be a head coach.
No, that's never happening.
That's never happening again.
But he can make a lot of... He's a good defensive coordinator.
Absolutely.
And can make a lot of money doing it.
Absolutely. But, like, I would like to think if you had one shot, that you would make a point to, like, try and really speak the truth and try to hold people accountable and really be a good, forthright leader, you know?
Well, here's the thing about him. He's clearly a little awkward. And being a positional leader or even a DC seems to fit his personality a little bit better than being a head coach. Now, maybe if he had gotten an opportunity earlier, then there could be some building of it.
I mean, you're bringing up a key point, which I think you and I have grown to know is always the key. What are you as a person? What is your comfort level as a person when it comes to communicating and leading? And he's a little awkward. He's just not comfortable with himself.
Here's what he said about what he noticed being different in Dallas.
I was gone for 7 years, you know, and then came back. And when I came back, what I recognized was how great the communication is, you know, in the draft room, in free agency, and it's and with Jerry and with Steven and with the entire Jones family. You know, during the draft process, it's one position, you know, one day, and Mr. Jones and Steven Jones are in there, Will McClay, with the position coach, with the coordinator, and, of course, with Shotty's in there the whole time and going over every single player, you know, and then whittling it down and then slotting the board. And that's why, you know, our draft was pretty darn good. Same thing with the free agency, which comes first, as you guys know. But it was a great process. You know, the coaches wrote reports. They were able to speak their mind, you know, see something, say something.
Man,
so that's a thing now?
See something, say something. So like the communication and just the whole process. And we've talked about how the Bears are now setting that stuff up. and did so this offseason with Ben and with Ryan Poles working on it together. The thing is, Matt, it was your job to set that up.
Right.
And you didn't. So now you're realizing what it could have been and should have been.
Yeah, and that's too bad. But here's the meat, though. This is what people who are listening to that from a Bears fan perspective might be interested in. So that there was the Seth Wickersham piece where Caleb talked about the difficulty he had with leaving the facility and not really being given guidance on how to watch film. This is what Eberflus said about that.
One of the experiences you had last year in Chicago was you had Hard Knocks on your campus and in your building. And it seemed to me, as a viewer, that you spent an inordinate amount of time, given that you're a defensive coach, or that's your background, with the number one pick in the draft quarterback, Caleb Williams. And yet recently, Caleb Williams was quoted criticizing the fact that nobody watched film with him last year. You're the head coach. How do you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, Hard Knocks, they do a great job. They really do. They stay out of the way.
Because they're going to be here this year.
They are. And I've been telling the whole staff up there that they do a wonderful job. They stay out of the way, very professional. But back to your other question about, you know, the film watching and all that, I would say this, that, you know, in the development of the quarterback position and really all positions, at my time at the Bears, we've always had daily coached film sessions. That was out through the entire year. So that's what I observed, and that's where it was.
It was interesting that Nick Saban, who you played for and was seen, made the suggestion to any head coach should develop a unique rapport with his quarterback, right. And it seemed from what we saw that was certainly happening.
Yeah, and again, that's really all I have to say about it, but yeah, that's where it is.
Sorry Ed brought that up.
If you're using Hard Knocks as the thing that's helping you determine what was going on with the Bears, I question Ed in that. He's a better journalist than that.
Hmm.
To use that snippet of what we know was an absolutely manicured Hard Knocks to tell you what it is. The other part that I don't particularly like, and I'm a fan of Ed and what he does, is Caleb didn't say that no one watched film with him. That's not the quote. Caleb was talking about not being given a direction on when watching film by himself.
It's a very, very different thing.
Yes, and it's important to lay out that difference.
Yeah. That's lazy in terms of Caleb judgments.
Yes, it's not fair to Caleb.
Yeah, I agree. We have one more from Matt Eberflus, where apparently he gave us a misspeak, something for the books from the pod.
You have to play this game with passion, and it's controlled violence, and you got to be able to have that. And that's the special sauce that you have as a football team and then doing it together.
Wait, I need to hear that
special
again.
Special sausage you have?
Is it special sausage or special?
And that's the special sausage.
Okay.
Wait, sauce that you have. You think he said special sausage? I used to
you
love.
You have to play this game with passion, and it's controlled violence, and you got to be able to have that. And that's the special sausage you have as a football team and then doing it together.
Who is he, Abe Froman? What do we got
See,
here?
See, he spent time here and he became the sausage king of Chicago.
And that's the special sausage.
I used to love G-Love and special sausage back in the day. My baby got sausage. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. My baby got sausage. I think, is he saying sauce that, but he's just a bad enunciator?
I do think the words are probably sauce coming that. Together, but it does sauce sound it. Like special sausage.
And that's the special sausage.
I like ones that have garlic in them, sausages, and sometimes cheese.
Oh, my God. I had some from Mariano's yesterday. Threw
Tell
them
me.
On the smoker. It
Tell
was
me.
Italian sausage with jardiniere stuffed in there. No room for any of my shoes. They're all my sausage.
Was
my
it special sausage. Was it special? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day. Yeah.
Send some to Flus. Send some to Flus because he needs special sausage.
And Abe that's Eberflus.
The special sausage.
It really is.
So there's Matt Eberflus, and that's how he feels about all these things, and they made a nice soft bed for him to talk to him.
So, Lawrence, this kid on Arkansas, this pitcher, Gage Wood, just now in the College World Series, threw a no-hitter. in the College World Series.
Taylor McGregor is going crazy right now.
He struck out 19 people in a no-hitter. His last pitch, pitch 119, was at 97 miles per hour. No-hitter in the College World Series. And they let him go a buck 19 to finish it in the College World Series. I support the decision by the manager.
I support it, too. It's not like what it was back in the 90s and early aughts. Go look up what Brooks Kieschnick pitched, his pitch count in the College World Series. It was disgusting. Like, it was abuse. This was not. This was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that is tremendous. What an appearance. And with the MLB draft upcoming, I think Gage Woods' stock is only going to rise.
Cubs or White Sox, don't get another guy named Gage. That did not work out well for you.
Is his nickname Tater?
Yeah.
Marshall's all in, if so.
It's true. We do need to talk about what did happen in Major League Baseball yesterday. And I have some doomsday scenarios. Speaking of doomsday podcasts, I have a couple of doomsday scenarios for your Chicago Cubs because of this trade. I'll share them with you next here on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Devers. He is the one known malcontent in baseball. Maybe there's some other malcontents behind the scenes, but this is a public one, and they felt pressure to get him out, apparently.
John Heyman talking about Rafael Devers, who is now a San Francisco Giant. They will pick up the remaining $250 million left on his deal. There are a lot of people in Boston that are like,
what did we get in return? I know we got a top prospect, but really? This is what we got?
Yeah, they got a first-round pick from last year. They got another lower-level prospect, and then they got two pitchers, a 23-year-older named Kyle Harrison, who could be in the rotation at some point, and Jordan Hicks, the former Cardinals fireballing closer who the Giants tried in the rotation. So they didn't get a lot. But they got a couple pieces that might help, and they got rid of 100% of Devers' money, a really good hitter who doesn't want to play any position other than third base, and they've got Alex Bregman playing that position.
So here's where I think it could be bad on a couple of fronts, Speaks, and you could tell me if I'm off base on this. One, the Giants were a team that you were going to have to probably deal with anyway this season. They've been pretty good. I don't know how they're going to make this work, and maybe he ends up being the same problem there that he was in Boston, where I don't know if he wants to play a position. Or maybe they've already worked that out with him and said, look, we are asking you to play first base. Would you like to? And we'll help you get through that.
I think Wilmer Flores will probably play first base for them, and Devers will get the DH a lot, at least at first.
That probably makes the most sense. But it makes another team in the National League that you have to deal with better.
Oh, hell yeah. The Giants have been really good. They caught the Dodgers, and they've been sharing first place this past few weeks or past few days. And now they have that dude? Yeah, they're legit.
Yeah. The other way, the other turn to negative town is, since Boston has now gotten rid of Rafael Devers' $250 million that's left on his deal, it makes them a suitor for Kyle Tucker. And I can't think of many places that might be better for Kyle Tucker than him playing at Fenway, with the way that that right field is shaped for a left-handed power hitter like him. That could be pretty appetizing, along with the amount of money they could throw his way. Plus, and Tanny brought this up in our meeting before the show, Alex Bregman is probably going to be over there like, hey, you know what we should do? We should go and get that guy to be on our team.
Well, it's really interesting because the Red Sox have been in a very similar spot to the Cubs in terms of trying real hard to be good, but not necessarily throwing the top end money to go way over the top and really truly be World Series great over the past couple years. And they've talked about sustained success and these kind of things that are sort of can be buzzwords for not truly spending a ton. They gave Devers all the money and now it's all gone. So would they give it to Tucker? It's an interesting decision on what kind of player you want to give all that money to. And Tucker playing a defensive position decently, not great, but decent, makes it interesting. I'll say this.
An easier right field, though, for him over there, even with the nooks and crannies, I think.
I don't know. It's pretty funky. But the other thing is, like, they've got kind of a logjam in the outfield. They got a lot of dudes.
They do.
Cedan Rafael, Willier Abreu's a real good right fielder. And then they've got Roman Anthony, who they just brought up. And they've got more. They got a lot of outfielders. Reef Snyder, they got a bunch. So I'm not sure.
But they don't have a Kyle Tucker.
No, they sure don't. Let's talk about this some more. Those are good thoughts.
Why don't we run this by Tom Verducci?
I'd love that today we get to talk to Tom Verducci.
No one better in the game. We'll talk to him about all of this stuff next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.